This is the Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Now, here's Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much for joining the Sue Freeze Show. I'm so happy to be with you today, and we have FaceTime Live, and I'm on the air, and you know, this show has been around for a pretty long time. If somebody would have told me I was going to have a radio show, I would have said, really? And if they would have said it lasts this long, I would have said, wow, how did I come up? I mean, you know, how do you find things to talk about? And life happens, and when life happens, hopefully, we're learning. We're learning lessons, life lessons. And the show is about just that. I talk about, you know, people say, well, what's your show about, Sue? And I say it's about the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And I have to say that those three things are really, really important to the health and quality of our lives. We have to be intentional. And sometimes we just have to back up and maybe not do. But even in not doing, we have to do something. And you're going to understand what I'm saying right now in just a minute. I personally am going through such tough times right now. And I know a lot of you can relate to this. And we all have our own battles that we're fighting and facing. And I have to remind myself that the battle has been won. And victory is ours. Because God tells us that he went before us and he fought the battle. And that we are victorious in Jesus' name. But still sometimes in my day-to-day, I feel like, oh my word, I'm overcome with how am I going to deal with that? What do I do? What's the best thing for me to do? How should I do that? All these questions and, okay, was there something I did wrong? Did it cause this? What can I do different next time? How do I learn from that? These are questions that the caring person is going to ask themselves because we need to be humbled and we have to be teachable in order for us to move forward in this life. So ask yourself that question. Are you humble and are you teachable? Because somebody's always watching you and how you respond. Do I always respond right? No. Just last night, I could tell you, I didn't handle myself well. Last night, I went to a dance practice. And I'm frustrated with myself, I'm frustrated with my partner, and instead of just saying that, I acted out like, ugh, you know? And it's really not healthy, it doesn't help in a relationship to get like that, and that's just like a relationship of communication, we give and take, and sometimes we might not just react or respond the way we should. We're supposed to be kind, right? I wasn't so kind, and I'm just saying, I wasn't kind. And there's no excuse. No matter what is coming on me, no matter what's coming down at work, whatever I'm facing, it doesn't give me license to be unkind. So, I don't know, maybe that was for you, but it definitely was for me. And I am saying on public radio, I am sorry for not being good last night, not being the way I should have been last night. No excuses. I accept it. I hope I can be forgiven. That's all I'm saying on that. So today we're talking about keep calm and pray. I need to be reminded of that. How about you? I know that I need to be reminded of this. And when I said earlier that, you know, sometimes doing nothing, we still are doing something. Praying can feel sometimes like you're doing nothing. You know, you're not acting out. You're not, you know, you're be still and know that I am God. You're still. And you're praying. You know, you have to know what you're praying about, and you already know that God already knows, because he knows every word before you speak it. He knows every hair on your head, even when you're in your mother's womb. The Bible says that. But we still need to understand what it is we're praying for, because sometimes they say, you know, be careful what you pray for, because, you know, you pray and God's listening. And thank God for unanswered prayer sometimes, too. That's a country song. Thank God for unanswered prayer. Because sometimes what we're praying for might not be the best thing for us. Right? Right. So, pursuit and prayer. Keep calm and pray. This is a newsletter by a Christian care ministry. And I'm just going to read from this. I like to give credit where credit is due. When challenges arise in our lives, it can be very easy for us to fall prey to feeling of stress, anger, and fear. I don't know. Have you ever felt stressed? Have you ever felt angry? I don't know. Have you ever felt fear? I have. Unfortunately, despite the fact that these negative emotions only add to our problems, they can be very difficult to let go of. It's for this very reason that God had provided us with a clear means of breaking the cycle of despair and finding hope and healing. By taking the time to pray and placing our lives in God's capable hands, we can actually improve our health and the quality of our lives. Who wants to improve their health? And who wants to have better quality of life? I'm raising my hand. I do. You can't buy good health. You know, we have to be thinking about what we're putting in our mouths. Are we getting enough rest? Are we drinking enough water? You know, what are we doing that is hindering our body, which is our temple? Another topic for another day. But we have to be focused on health, because once it's gone, it's gone. It's hard to turn back time and fix something. So we need to daily be intentional on how we're taking care of our bodies. It's very important. Prayer reduces stress. I don't know. I am figuring right now. I'm just visualizing right now. If we were in a classroom setting and I said, how many of you pray? How many hands would be raised? And if I said, how many people pray once a week? How many hands would raise? And how many people pray daily? And then how many people pray hourly? And how many people pray without ceasing? This isn't in my notes, but I can remember reading that that's what God tells us to do, is to pray without ceasing. And that means that everything we do, every thought that we're praying, means having a conversation with our Heavenly Father. Regardless of how big or small your personal problems may be, the stress produced can have very negative effects on your health. High stress levels have been known to contribute to high blood pressure, heart disease, weight gain, insomnia, and numerous other issues. And when you're feeling stressed out about something, you may find it difficult to cope with everyday situations that may not have bothered you otherwise. Have you ever felt like that? That's kind of me last night. You know, I probably would have been okay. No excuses again. But I probably would have been okay if I hadn't had the kind of week before that I've had, the issues that I'm facing and how I feel like I'm not in control of what's going on. People are making decisions and they're not the right ones and I can't fix it. So it's frustrating. But I probably wouldn't have been unkind and impatient and high anxiety if all the things leading up to that time hadn't been what they were. But still, I have a responsibility to check that and to still be kind. Suddenly sitting in traffic or losing your keys may feel like a catastrophic event as you lose your sense of perspective and succumb to anger. The good news is that by taking a deep breath and talking to God, you can relieve your stress levels and find peace. I need peace. Do you need peace? Do you need peace in your life? I do. Whenever you feel your blood begin to boil or your anxiety levels rising, it's time to let go and let God. How many people, when they hear that, they just get, you know, kind of, let go, let God. But truly, there has been times, and you probably can relate, in my life where I didn't have any options in the situation. There was nothing I could do. I was forced to let go and hand over to God. And it wasn't until I got to that point that change happened. So, lesson learned. You know, Sue, what's the lesson there? Okay, could we have done that sooner? Can we let go and let God sooner than later? And how do we go about doing that? In some cases, you might find it easy to surrender your struggles to God, while in other cases, you may need to ask for His help in trusting His will. That's okay. Isn't it nice to know that's okay? Just by reaching out to our Heavenly Father, you will find comfort in knowing that you are not alone and He has a plan for you. With this knowledge in mind, you can move forward with renewed focus and calmer spirit. Okay, So reaching out to your Heavenly Father, you can have a calm and a peace knowing He has you. If I could be in front of you right now and I would say from 1 to 10, where are you on your stress level? Where are you on your anxiety? What's going on in your life? How's it affecting you health-wise? Are you sleeping through the night? What's happening with you? Let your body be your guide. Listen to your gut. That was another show for another day. It was a good one, too. I highly recommend it. So if you're wondering how to do that, little commercial, go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, oneword.com. And when you go there, there is over 8.5 years of podcasts. It's amazing to me to think that, but there are. And they're by subject matter, by guest, because I do have guests on. If you'd like to be a guest, connect with me by going to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, oneword.com. Go there. Tell me your story. Ask me a question. If you need resources, if you need prayer, connect with me, would you please? I really, really welcome you to do that. I really would love to have a connection with you. I think about 4 weeks ago, I did a show on how to mend a broken heart. And I probably had the most connection during that show than I've had, other than the one where I was talking about the thief that was stealing from me. That was the other one that was really, really huge. And both of those, if you think about it, how sad. How sad. Lots of broken hearts out there. And I guess there's a lot of theft going on, because those were probably my two biggest shows as far as connections. And so a real eye-opener there. Anyway, I just want you to connect with me. And when you do, there's also videos there. There are the I Am's there, and the I Am's are 3 pages of scripture right from the Bible where God tells you who you are in Him. Because there's a lot of negative talk out there. You know what I'm talking about. There's just a lot of negative. It can be outside your brain or it could be inside your own head. But we need to change that. Let's change the dialogue. Can we do that? Yes, we can. We have a choice on what we allow in. Because somebody says something about you, it doesn't mean that that is you. And we have to have a confidence level to understand who we are. And the way we get that is by reading who God thinks we are. We are His wonderful, beautifully made creature. We are His creation. And so who better to talk into us than to our Creator, the one who created us? We were created for a specific purpose. And sometimes I have to tell you, for me, when I get really down and I feel like I'm beaten, I feel like there's just no pulling myself out of whatever it is I'm in, I have to realize that God created me for a purpose and that I have to get back up. I have to pull myself up, pull myself out, because I'll be darned if I'm going to let someone or something prevent me from fulfilling the purpose that God created me to do. And you need to think about that, because it can help you when you're feeling like you can't get up. And don't focus on what you cannot do. Focus on what you can do. See, this is the Holy Spirit. This isn't part of my show as far as what's written on my pages. This is the Holy Spirit speaking through me to you, saying that you are His creation, and He loves you. He values you. You are special. You are so special. There's some crying right now. And I just want to tell you, you really are. And if you're questioning your faith or how to get faith, I have a girlfriend who's being so honest and really just saying from the bottom of her heart and the tip of her heart, you know, I want to believe, but how do you get that faith? And we're going to have some conversations about that moving forward. We opened up a Bible and you know, I wanted to see what Bible she had. Anyway, I was at my networking Chamber of Commerce this morning at 7 a.m. And there was a gentleman there that I knew already, and we had met and talked a couple times. He goes, you know, I'm a new believer. And, you know, I just don't know where to start. I said, do you have a Bible? He goes, yeah, but I don't know where to start. I didn't know where to read. And so I just told him, you know, you can start anywhere. Just, you know, you can pray and ask the Lord to guide you in that. But if you wanted to just have somewhere to start, you could start with Proverbs. It's kind of in the center of your Bible. And there's 31 different chapters, and you can read one per day. And that's a good way. He goes, you know, that's really good. I like that. And so that's where he's going to start. And he says, I wish you had a Bible study so we could, you know, like work on that. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll see what happens. You know, I don't know, maybe at midnight I could do that. I don't know. But anyway, so it's kind of a fun day, and it kind of, you know, kind of sets the pace for the day to have something like that happen. It's like, okay, we're supposed to pray without ceasing, and we're supposed to be looking for opportunities to share our faith with other people. And so that was an opportunity for me to do just that. So prayer provides hope. Yes, it does. Okay, sincere prayer is the epitome of hope. After all, when we pray to God, it is because we have faith that he will hear us and respond to us in accordance with his plan. This action in and of itself proves that we are open to seeking God's will, and as such, we will come to find it and experience his presence in our lives. So prayer opens that door of communication. Prayer opens that door to receive what God has for you. So how important is prayer? It's pretty important. Prayer brings people together. Not only does praying draw us closer to God, but it also draws us closer to each other. Whether we are together in a prayer meeting or are miles apart, we can connect with one another through the power of prayer. When we talk to God, we are humbled, and we are all equals before his throne. This unique experience can help us to develop deeper relationships with the people that we love, and can even bond us with total strangers. There's no need to face life's problems alone. Boy, isn't that the truth. By communicating with God and allowing others to pray on your behalf, you'll gain a brighter outlook and enjoy a deeper connection to your Heavenly Father. You know, the devil wants us to be isolated. He wants us to think that we're the only ones facing this problem, and you know, he wants us to just kind of be by ourselves. And what God wants is he wants us to be vulnerable, transparent. He wants us to be humbled, and he wants us to reach out. Because there's somebody else that might need to just serve you. And I can look back over my years and years of church, and we would be in a circle of Bible study, and we have a time for sharing, you know, what's going on in your life. You don't have a whole lot of time, so you don't, it's Reader's Digest version, if you know what that means. And so you go around the table just to get an idea of where people are at the moment, and people have, you know, a chance to share. Does everybody share? Does everybody get deep? You know, women are a lot deeper usually as far as being able to vocalize it. It doesn't mean they're deeper in their heart and their feelings and what's going on with them. I think men, a lot of the times, they do themselves a disservice by not being more vulnerable and transparent. But for some reason, somewhere along the line, people have kind of given them the idea that that's not manly. It's not manly to have feelings. And I'm just here to tell you that that's not true. It's very attractive to a woman to experience a vulnerable, humble, gentle, giant man. And so I'm giving you the freedom right now to show and expose your emotions, to be honest about how you're feeling, what you're thinking, because that's when true relationship can happen. Intimacy was brought to me one time about into me see is intimacy. Into me see. There was a time in my life that I would get up in the morning, I'd look in the mirror and say, I'm going to church right now, I'm dressed nice, got my makeup on, fixed my hair. I'd look in the mirror and I'd say, it's showtime, folks. Inside, I felt like I was dying. Emotionally, my marriage was in shambles, trying to be a good parent, trying to hold everything together, but my life was not doing well at all. I think I faked a lot of people out, but I definitely didn't fake me out. And my Heavenly Father was saddened. And when I reached out, there were people that would come near me. And then time would go on and things would get better. And all of a sudden, there'd be a new person in, or a person that during another time in their life, they were going through struggles. And I was there to give. Not always are we on one side or the other. It's give and take, right? I mean, sometimes we're a giver and sometimes we might need to receive. Don't feel guilty about needing to receive. I did. I felt like I was supposed to have my act together. I was supposed to be, you know, I'm the leader of this ministry, or I'm, you know, I'm supposed to have it together. I think that's a trap that pastors get into sometimes. Pastors also need a place to go to where they can be real and you know, not always having to be for others. because we all need that time in the desert. We need that 40 days of rest. We need that. So don't feel bad if you're on that, if you need that. Take it. Do what you can to take it. So, Church on the Rock, Seeking God in the Storm by Unknown. Life isn't perfect in spite of all the glossy photos we see in magazines or on Pinterest. Life is often messy, chaotic, and confusing. In fact, life can feel unbearable sometimes when we experience chronic pain, are forced to make tough decisions, face difficulties within our families, experience a fracture in a friendship, or even lose someone we love. Our lives are thrown into a sea of turmoil. We become confused. We are plagued with doubt and fear. We may even lose sight of God within the swirling storm clouds. As Christians, we have the comfort of knowing that there is a calm amidst our storms. You can think of your messy life as a unique hurricane. And if that's the case, God is the eye of your storm. In God, the eye, there is nothing but peace. Although damaging winds and lightning may fly around you, there is calm in the arms of the Lord. In the gospel, we see Jesus on the Sea of Galilee with his disciples. Can you picture it? I was in Israel last year, and I have to tell you, I was on the Sea of Galilee, and I think it was the most peace I ever had. I can't even explain to you, because it was very stormy that day, and we were contemplating whether they were going to shut down that event because of the weather. It was storming, lightning, and you don't want to get on a lake with lightning. And by the time we got off the bus and we were getting ready and thinking, are we going to be able to do it or not? The clouds just kind of moved away, and then the sun rays came down, and it was the most amazing feeling. And we sang worship songs on the boat, on the water. And I have to tell you, that moment was life-changing for me. So to read this right here, I'm picturing me on that boat on the Sea of Galilee. Picture it. In Mark 4:35 through 41, Jesus was resting as the group navigated toward their destination. A storm suddenly appeared and began raging before them, pounding their boat with angry waves. The disciples became afraid and sought Jesus, who calmly arose, rebuked the winds, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." As we know, the wind died down and calm fell upon the sea once more. We may also remember that Jesus said to the disciples next, "Why are you so afraid? Do you have no faith?" Mark 4:40. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show right after this brief break. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola Termite and Pest Control.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son, and also work at Ecola. I understand why Ecola is Southern California's number one alternative pest control company. As a child with asthma, my mother made it her number one priority to protect me from harmful chemicals and contaminants.
I wrote a book about it called Learning to Breathe, about a love without bounds and a fight I refuse to lose.
I'll always be thankful for my mom's love and strength during this struggle, which essentially saved my life. I'm proud knowing my mother and Ecola cares for our customers like my mom cared for me.
We are offering $100 off any termite work and $50 off pest control for new customers. Just call 877-332-BUGS for details. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Or online at termitelady.com. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Love you, Mom.
Ecola Termite and Pest Control, 877-332-BUGS. Bugs.
All right, it's David James. My friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electro gun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And here again is Sue Freeze.
Thank you, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. If you'd like to sponsor this show, I welcome you to connect with me by going to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word.com. Go there, connect with me, and I will help you out any way I can. I've been advertising a long time. I understand the school of hard knocks, and I could probably save you a couple of those knocks so that you can get on board. And this is a great place to start. You can advertise on this. If you are just a company in San Diego, that's fine. We can advertise only in San Diego. We can advertise only in Ventura. We could advertise in LA, Orange County. You just talk to me and I will explain to you, because you don't want to go past your signal area, because then you're going to be getting customers that you really can't take care of. That's not the best rule of thumb here. So just understand, I'm here to help. I will guide you through it. And this is a great avenue for you to try the radio out to see if it's a good medium for you and your business. So, Learning to Breathe, a book I wrote, and it's a book about my journey with my son and asthma, but it's so much more than that. If you'd like a copy of it, I will autograph it. Just go to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word.com, and I'll be happy to send that out to you just as soon as you tell me you want it, okay? So getting back into the show, we were talking about the Sea of Galilee and just the experience of that, and how he said, you know, why are you so afraid and do you have no faith? And that's Mark 4:40. So let's ask you, why are you so afraid? Do you have faith? So if you are afraid, it's okay to be afraid. It is, as long as we don't act upon that. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. It was a real eye-opener when I searched on Bible Gateway the word fear and fear not. And what I discovered was fear not is in the Bible 365 times. Isn't that interesting? That's a fear not for every day. So how often do you think Jesus needs and knows that we need to be reminded to fear not? At least once a day, maybe more, right? So, like the disciples, we may not actively seek God when life is calm or ordinary. We often find ourselves scrambling toward Jesus in the midst of life's storms. In these storms, the Lord's mighty powers are revealed to us as he helps us endure what lies ahead. We can count on our God. I'm so thankful for that. I can't even tell you how thankful I am about that. He conquered death, the grave, and the power of hell to guard and protect us no matter what type of trial comes our way. So how can you seek the calm within the storm? How can you reach out to God for help? These four steps can help you find rest in the Lord when times get tough. Pray. Number one, pray. Instead of allowing yourself to spiral in fear, pray. Bring all of your troubles to him and lay them at his feet. Tell him how worried or afraid you are. He loves when we seek him out, and he will patiently listen to all that you tell him with your words and with your heart. Remember the promises made in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So, number two, stay fixed upon the Lord. After you bring your petitions to God, it's time to release your anchor and fix yourself in one position, pointed toward the Lord. Fix yourself on him when fierce storms batter you. Allow the violent winds and waves to buffet your face. Let the thunder roar as loud as it will. No matter how much fear may try to creep in, hold fast in God and trust in his faithfulness, which endures forever. His love is everlasting, and he will protect you. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. 1 Corinthians 14:33. You know, Corinthians is the book of love. You know, if you want to look that up, I think it's really good to know that. Philippians is the book of joy. If you want more joy in your life, read the book of Philippians. But Corinthians is where you'll find the love chapter. Love chapter 13 talks about that, what to focus on. So if you need those things, just flip through and get there and read it. And reading it once is not enough. And I have to tell you, this is a discovery, and I've heard it before, and now I understand it completely, is that my Bible has been, it's been with me a long time. In fact, my daughter, we were at the airport when she was leaving to go to Italy, and when she left, she goes, "Oh my gosh, Mom, I left my Bible." And I happened to have my Bible in the car. So I ran to the car really fast before she left me to go way far away. And I handed her my Bible and I said, "Honey, here's my Bible." And so during that time, she was reading my Bible, I have little written things in during different parts of my life, different times in my life, on where I am during a certain time. And she learned so much about God because she was in His Word, but also about her mother because she was reading my little notes on the side and all the little things that I've learned over the years of being in church and hearing pastors talk and just, you know, the Holy Spirit would speak to me and I would write it, jot it down. And it's all in my Bible. My Bible is very, very important. What I've discovered recently is when I go back and I read scriptures and I read things that, you know, I feel like I know. But because my life and I am not in the same place I was yesterday, but 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that what I'm discovering is the message, it's still the same words, but they might have a whole new meaning to me. So if you feel like you've been through the Bible and you've read through the Bible, don't stop there. Keep reading. Daily read. Be devoted. Have your devotions. You know who's really good and she witnesses to me is my daughter. She has her Bible time. She has her journal time. She's so faithful in that and a lot more than I am. And I just admire that and I love that. And she has a, not an easy life, but she has a God life. And she said a long time ago when she was very young, she goes, "I want to live my life with no regrets." Is that even possible? Is it? But it's a nice goal. I don't believe it's possible. But it is something to work towards, that's for sure. Accept the hard times. Hardships can be difficult to accept. We want our world to be perfect and free of anxiety and stress. However, there is no such thing as a life without challenges. Accept the day and your challenges as they come. Amidst the chaos, choose to seek God. Keep in mind that your goal isn't to fix or control everything. Your goal is to keep talking to God and to seek Him in the storm. After all, He is in control of everything and is steering the ship. You only need to trust Him. That was very good, and I needed that. How about you? Find purpose in the storm. Oh, I love that. I love that because I'm always looking for life lessons. How about you? Are you asking yourself, what's the lesson you're trying to teach me, Lord, in this? I want to learn the lesson because I really don't want to go through this again. I don't want to go through anything close to this. So I want to learn the lesson. So Lord, make sure I'm learning the lesson. And there is purpose in the storm. I say when I'm going through trial times, I'm saying that the Lord is preparing me for the next assignment. So we have to learn so that we can move forward and move up and get better at our day and what we're doing and so on. So find purpose in the storm. When hardships come your way, and they will, right? We know that. Not everything can be hunky-dory. Not everything is rosy all the time. It's nice to have those, and I'd love to have more of those than the other, right? I'm sure you would too. You can do one of two things. You can either choose to harden your heart and drown yourself in pessimism and hate, or you can choose to find purpose in your challenges. I know that if you looked at people that you've met over the years, probably even in the last month, you can look at someone's face and you can see that maybe they're really kind of focused on the pessimism, or they have bitterness in their spirit or their heart. And then you see another person that just has the joy of the Lord just kind of permeating through every part of the body. Ask yourself where you are. Ask yourself where you are on that. And I'm asking myself where I am on that right now. Okay. And we have to be looking for the good. We have to be optimistic to say, this too shall pass. This storm's going to pass. Let's learn the lesson. Let's get through it and understand that the victory is won. that we, that the Lord has already fought the battle and it's already won. We are victorious in Jesus' name. We have to remember that. I'm telling me this, okay? This is for me right now, along with you, because I'm going through a lot of challenges right now. I'm just saying. And we can't just stop and say, I'm not going to move forward. We can't say, well, I guess we could. I don't want to get out of bed today. There's people that might be in bed right now and they're not able to get out of bed. And what I'm going to say to you right now is God sees you. God feels you. He loves you, and he doesn't want you to stay in the situation as it is. So he's suggesting, he's asking you to reach up, reach out, to pray to him, and let him guide your thoughts, guide your path. He's there for you. He has not forgotten you. You might feel like he has, but he has not forgotten you. You're still there, and he sees you, and he feels you, and he wants you to be part of his family. He's there for you. If you're tuning in right now, thank you so much for doing that. This is the Sue Freeze Show. Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, oneword.com. Go there. Check out the website. Thank you, San Diegans, for tuning in and listening. Thank you, Venturians, for tuning in and listening. Santa Barbara, Orange County, LA, the Inland Empire, Riverside, San Bernardino. Thank you so much for joining in and listening to the show. I am so grateful for all of you. So although it may be hard to see at times, there is always some good in each storm. It is hard to see that during the storm, isn't it? But afterwards, when the storm clears, sometimes we see just how God's working or God worked through a situation. Our life's storms can help refine who we are, help us refocus our priorities, bring us closer to God, and make us grow in holiness. Instead of throwing a pity party, choose to thank God for the good things in your life and ask him to help you endure whatever you are facing now. He will never let you down. I read that, and I have to say that during my 60 years, there has been times where I felt like he wasn't there. I felt like I was alone. I felt like he left me. And I felt like he let me down. And I got angry with him because I felt like he let me down. But the truth of the matter, when I look back, is I walked away. I stepped away. I moved away. He doesn't move away. We move away. We need to stay close to him. Draw near to him. Pursue him. Pursue him. I'm going to a Bible study tonight on just that. Pursuing him. I'm looking forward to it. When life gets hard, remember this special passage from Matthew 11, 28, 30. And this is for you. Are you listening? Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Is God steering your boat? Is God steering your boat? Come to me, all who are burdened. I love that. I love that. So, I have scriptures in front of me that I wanted to share with you. And here they are. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Do you have unforgiveness in your heart? If you do, the Lord is saying, if you want to be freed, because you're in prison, you are not the person you're mad at. That person might not even know, but you're totally embodied in this unforgiveness that can, it hinders you. So forgive and be freed of that bondage. Romans 12:15, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be sensitive. Be sensitive to who's in the room. Be sensitive to who you talk to. Just be sensitive. Matthew 7:12. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. John 15:12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. 1 Peter 3:8. Finally, all of you, have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such
as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Our tongue is a two-edged sword, and how we use it can either hurt or help. Please guard your mouth, guard your tongue, and make sure that what you're doing is building other people up. Gossip is a bad thing. Rumors are a bad thing. So if you are part of it, if you even stand there and listen, then you're guilty. You need to just say, not okay. Hand up, don't want to hear it. Philippians 2:3, do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. 1 Corinthians 12:26, if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Colossians 3:12, put on then as God chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And the list goes on. I could keep reading. It's so wonderful. I love scriptures. Scriptures can be so helpful. Anyway, I want to read from this book that I share quite often. In fact, I think there's been many people who listen, and they've gone out and purchased this book called Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. And it's so wonderful because I tell people all the time that every time I read this, I pull to the date I'm on and I read, and it seems to go right along with what the message is for the day. Isn't that amazing? Not really, but it is, because it's God showing up, and He does show up. So here you go. Thankfulness opens the door to my presence. Though I am always with you, I have gone to great measures to preserve your freedom of choice. I have placed a door between you and me, and I have empowered you to open or close that door. There are many ways to open it, but a grateful attitude is one of the most effective. Thankfulness is built on a substructure of trust. When thankful words stick in your throat, you need to check up on your foundation of trust. When thankfulness flows freely from your heart and lips, let your gratitude draw you closer to me. I want you to learn the art of giving thanks in all circumstances. You know, he says all circumstances. It doesn't mean some, it means all. That means no matter what you're going through, you give thanks. That's tough sometimes. I'm just saying, that's really tough to do sometimes. But he's calling us to do that. And there's a reason why he's asking you, telling you to do that. See how many times you can thank me daily. This will awaken your awareness to a multitude of blessings. It will also cushion the impact of trials when they come against you. Practice my presence by practicing the discipline of thankfulness. I'm taking that in right now because I have let the day-to-day get to me and kind of pull me down. How about you? And I'm forgetting about how blessed I am and my unthankfulness of not recognizing just how blessed we are is sad. And I know that I can change this by doing this habit. You know, our habits, the things we do day to day, is what builds and structures our lives. It's what we do every minute of every day that makes it or breaks it for us. Do you realize that? Just those day to day things. Psalm 104, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Isn't that so good? I love that. So, my producer, William, is sitting across from me, and he says, I have 5 minutes left. And I'm like going, what do I want to say in this last 5 minutes? My heart goes out to anyone and everyone that goes through and is going through struggles. I have family members right now that their faces are coming to me right now. It's just a picture of their face. And I love them so much. And if I could wave a magic wand and make everything better, I would. But it's really not going to fix it. And so I have to put my faith in my Heavenly Father that He's got them and that He's got a plan. I have to do what only I can do. I have to listen to his voice People say, how do you do that? I have to understand the purpose that he created for me. The Lord put on my heart a long time ago to have a ministry house for mothers with children. And so this project is overwhelming, and things aren't going in the time frame in which I would like, because I'm a get it done person. So there's a lesson in this, I'm sure. I'm learning day to day. But he's having me trust in him. He's bringing the right people at the right time. And it's really amazing to see the unfolding of what's happening in his timing. And I said a long time ago that he put this dream on in my heart and in my mind. And I knowingly would say out loud that it was way bigger than Sue Freeze. It is way bigger than me. And people say, well, you know, how is that going to happen? Or how is that going to happen? And my answer is, I don't really know. I just know, build it and they will come. And I know that God is faithful, and that if he's put this on my heart, then I just need to do what I can do. And that's all he's asking of me, is to do what I can do. And as time goes on and I'm like going, oh man, I don't know, you know, oof. All of a sudden, for instance, I need dirt on the outside. And all of a sudden I meet this gentleman, and he's got a tractor and he's got a pool he's building and he has dirt. And he's so thankful because now he has someplace to dump the dirt. And I'm so thankful because I need the dirt. So how about that? And I'm like, bring it on. Are you doing any more pools? Because I need more dirt, you know? And so it's just amazing how God works. So we are on May 5th and 6th, we are having a work-end, which was a typo on my text on my phone. And I realized that I'm going to use that word from now on. It's a work-end, not a weekend, a work weekend, but it's a work-end. And I like it. I thought, oh, that's so funny, but it's so good. And so we are asking people if they would like to join us. And, you know, you can bring your sleeping bag, you can spend the night, we're going to have barbecue, and I'm going to do a documentary. I have been documenting the entire from beginning of this house, this ministry house that we are doing, we're putting together. And all the people that have come together so far, I mean, it is amazing how God works. For instance, here's one, I garage sale. And this morning I woke up and I said, you know, we need to get silverware for the ministry. And that morning we went to an estate sale, and the lady that was putting on the estate sale I had met at another estate sale, and I explained to her the ministry house. And I walk in, and the first thing she says is, oh, Sue, I have silverware for your ministry house. I want to donate. And just that morning I'd said, I need to find silverware at a garage sale. So that's just, you know, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for providing. Thank you, God, for taking care of us this way. So if you would like to join in on this, just contact me by going to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word.com, and we can connect. And I can tell you, we need shovels for outside. We need paintbrushes. We need anything and everything. You have talent, skill set, tools, bring it on. And we're going to take care of this and get her done. I'm just so thankful. I am thankful about this, and I'm thankful for the people that have been so diligent. Tyson, Stephen, Tiana. It's been so wonderful. So God bless you. Be a blessing to someone each and every day. Until next week, thank you. Bye.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.